Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
If you really want to know about the beginning of the civil rights movement in this country, you don't start with Martin Luther King Jr. You don't even start with Rosa Parks. No, you begin with a young lady named Barbara Johns in the backwater of Farmville, Virginia. The landmark legislation that finally drove a nail through the heart of Jim Crow, Brown versus the Stanford Board of Education, began in Central Virginia, about 60 miles due west of Richmond, Virginia, with a young girl named Barbara Johns. A precocious 11th grader, she could not stand the tar paper shacks without central heat or running water that the all-white school board had decided was adequate to contain the overflow of students at the all-black Moton High School. Originally, the high school was built with a capacity for only 180 students. By 1950, it contained over 450 students. On April 23, 1951, Barbara Johns convinced her classmates that they should walk out until a new building was under construction. When the NAACP got wind of her activity, they persuaded the students to drop their request for a new school and instead demand that the court strike down the Virginia law requiring segregated schools. Unfortunately, Barbara Johns never got the historical recognition that she should have because of threats from the local white community in Farmville, Virginia. Fearing for her safety, her parents sent her to live with her uncle in Montgomery, Alabama. Dorothy Davis's name, another teen from Moton High, appears on the lawsuit, which eventually became combined with the Brown case that got heard in the United States Supreme Court. That case, Brown versus the Stanford Board of Education, ended legalized segregation in publicly funded schools all across the country. In our next Hidden History, we look at the continuation of the civil rights struggle to change the practice of segregation in other institutions in the United States. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.